Well, this morning we're going to continue visiting FFA on National FFA Week. Today we're going to talk with some of the Griswold students involved in the local FFA chapter there. Hannah Meisner is with us, Lexi Watson and Kylie Beebe. They're all in holding officer positions. Hannah is the president, Lexi is secretary, and Kylie the reporter for that FFA chapter. Good morning to you ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for spending a little time with us. Hannah, your president, will start with you. You've been involved in FFA since you started, right? Since the very beginning of high school?
Yep, actually, I was in it in eighth grade.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
How did you get involved in eighth grade?
It's a class that everyone has to take, but fortunately, I loved it so much that I decided that I would participate in districts and have a CDE. And then I followed into my high school career and decided that FFA was so much fun, and I wanted to spend time with Mr. Blair, so got more involved.
Kevin Blair is the instructor for the FFA program there in Griswold. He seems to be relatively popular.
He very much is.
How do you see, Hannah, think about your future. How do you see FFA and the experiences that you've had factoring into the rest of your life?
FFA has taught me to be so much more personable. Like, I can go out and talk to like anyone and don't even have to know them. It just gives you that edge that most people wouldn't have with just going through high school. Also, it's given me a lot of leadership, so I can be in a group and be a leader, but not just like sitting back and just taking part. I can lead the group. It'll definitely be a benefit for my career. So FFA is just a great thing to have under your belt.
Do you have an idea of what you want to do for your career?
Yeah, I want to be a pediatrician.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, I want to bring Lexi into the conversation here, too. Lexi, how long have you been involved in FFA?
I've also been in FFA since eighth grade and was on the same contest team as Hannah.
Oh, okay. Very good. Why did you want to get involved in FFA in the first place?
I saw all the upperclassmen getting involved, and it just seemed like a lot of fun, and I wanted to show at the county fair but not be in 4-H because the time schedule just didn't really work out for me, so FFA was a good outlet that way.
Well, very good. Well, I'll ask you the same question. How do you see FFA factoring in the rest of your life?
Pretty much the same thing. It's taught me a lot of life lessons, how to reach out to other people, make a lot of new friends, meet a lot of great people through this organization that'll write you a letter of recommendations down the road or just be there whenever you need them, and it's definitely taught me to be a leader and to go out of my comfort zone and do something I'm not used to. So pretty much everything FFA teaches you, I'll definitely use in the future.
Really kind of helped you to blossom.
Yeah.
In a way. Very good.
Yep.
What do you want to do for a living? Do you know?
I want to be a physical therapist.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, Kylie, I want to bring you in then, too. How long have you been involved in FFA?
I've also been involved in FFA since my eighth grade year.
And what got you started?
I did the CDE, just like Hannah and Lexi did, but I did the Ag CSI, which my eighth grade year was we had to grow food on the floor of the ocean.
Interesting. Now, how do you see your FFA experience and everything that you've had a chance to see through FFA? How do you see that factoring into the rest of your life?
Just like Hannah said, FFA has taught me to step up as a leader, and it'll better me throughout my occupation the rest of my life.
Okay, very good. Hannah, can you tell me a little bit about the community involvement? FFA is kind of a school thing. It's within the school walls, but it doesn't just stay there. How does the community factor into how FFA operates there in Griswold?
Well, actually, this year we had a new community project. We went to our local elevator and we served the farmers a meal for free. We wanted to do something to give back to the farmers because they've helped us with, we had a land plot that they helped and they supported us with that. So we really wanted to give back the community there. We also run a concession stand at the county fair, which we bring in a lot of money, and then that helps to keep our fair free, which is one of the amazing things about the Cass County Fair.
Well, and you're building a new food stand out there, too. That's pretty exciting.
Yes. So, and it'll be awesome.
With a lot of community support there.
Yes. We have had so many donations and help. You know, we just live in such a great community that we'll give a lending hand whenever we need it. And that's so awesome about living in small town Iowa.
You bet. Lexi, tell me, what's the best thing you've been able to accomplish through FFA?
I'd say probably one of the greatest things I've been able to accomplish through FFA is just my goals in my rabbit production at the county fair. It started out as just like a little project when I was younger, and it's blossomed into my SAE, and it's helping me get my proficiency award through my chapter. So I definitely have to say my rabbit production.
Very good. And those are skills that you can take with you.
Yep.
Very good. Kylie, I want to ask you about fun. Let's talk fun. What's the most enjoyable? What's the funnest thing you've been able to do through FFA?
One of the fun things that I've been able to do throughout FFA is probably going to state convention. You meet so many new people, and it's such a great opportunity for leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. Give some advice to the younger kids before they get a chance to get involved in something like FFA. Give them a sales pitch. Why do you think young children should think about FFA as an option?
The younger generation should think about FFA because it's not just about farming and all that. You grow your leadership opportunities throughout all the different contests. You meet tons of new people that will help you throughout life. It's not just something you can teach. You can learn just going to school.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Okay, I'm just going to throw this out, and any of you guys can go ahead and answer any way you like, but tell me about FFA week there in Griswold. What fun things did you guys do?
Well, we decided to have dress-up days for every day of the week. Monday, we did favorite college team. Tuesday, we did camo. Wednesday was our tractor day, so you could drive your tractor to school if you had one, and it was our blue and gold day to represent the FFA colors. And then today is red, white, and blue day, and then Friday is cowboy day. So that's a way to get all the students involved. And then during seminar, which is like our homeroom time, we are having a wild hog hunt, and Mr. Blair has given these little stuffed pigs to teachers to hide around the school, and then when you find one, you get a treat. So that's exciting. And we also have the FFA bear, which gets hidden every day with a big clue that you kind of have to use your brain to find, and you also get a prize for that.
Well, sounds like you guys are trying to have a lot of fun.
Yep. And we held a contest here last night, which was also exciting and stressful.
Now, were you guys able to participate in the contest on Wednesday, or did you have to kind of be support staff?
We all kind of worked. Hannah and I ran the check-in table for the other chapters, and then we were all runners to get people who were doing the contest to their room on time. So.
Okay, a lot to that. Good experience, though. You guys have all participated in that in the past. Those contests are good experiences for you?
Yes. Actually, we are participating in the one at districts, but it's not until next week, and ours doesn't have a sub-district for it. So all three of us are participating in it at districts. But at sub-districts and districts, you learn so much, and it's a great way to get up in front of people and learn your more public speaking skills and get like positive feedback and to get critiqued. It's a great learning experience.
Very good. I want to talk a little bit about the number of people that get involved in FFA, because it's important to have a strong and vibrant organization locally. And it seems like you guys have a pretty good percentage of the student body there at Griswold that are actively involved in the FFA program. Is that true?
Definitely. We, as a small school and small high school, we actually have quite a bit of people that get involved, not just our members, but they actually like participate in those CDEs, SAEs, and go to state convention and national convention. So it's an awesome way for the students to get involved.
That's great. Well, it's good that you get so many people involved. Not just get them started, but stay in it. It seems like there's not much of an attrition rate there. Most folks that get involved in FFA at, say, the eighth grade level, they pretty much ride it all the way through high school, don't they?
Yes.
That's great. Well, very good. Well, I want to thank you, ladies, for spending a little time with us here this morning, and wish you the very best here, what's left of FFA week, and I know you've got contests coming up. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.